Nasa. As we mentioned last week, the Lashon of Nasa, Nasius, for the counting, and what Hashem wants to show that each one has to understand that they're important to Hashem, beloved by Him. And here also, even by Shevet Levi, after mentioning in last week's parasha at the end the count of the Bnei Kos and Kehos, of course they had the Klei Kodesh. So Gershon, after seeing that, especially being the firstborn, whereas Kos was the middle son, he might have Chlisha Tzadas, thinking his job not as important, not as chashuv. And that's what Hashem wants to show again. No, gamhem, and that's why the gam is, in order that they should also understand, just like all Bnei Yisrael, each and every person's job is important. And that's why Bnei Merari, we can say, doesn't have to mention it even. He's seen, and we know, we have to show him and inculcate in him the same idea. He has learned it from the previous ones. And we have, of course, it has been told to him also. And that's why, as Rosh Hashanah points out, we have at the end of the parasha, and other times where it goes through each and every shevet, each and every nasi at the end of this parasha, the same psukim. Of course it could have just said many times, and so was done by this shevet or this nasi, but no, it gives the kamat, same exact lashon by each and every one, the psukim, to also bring home this point that you can't have the whole without each individual doing and fulfilling their job, whatever it might be, which is just as important as the, so to speak, most important job, in quotes. A story I remember a couple of years ago, Rahman Litzlan, a plane crash over Florida, and they found out that what caused it? One bolt fell out and caused the whole plane to crash. And from this we can also see this point. A person might look at the plane or whatever it is, most complicated machine, say the computer or whatever it is, without that, forget about it. But we see the smallest screw or bolt can ruin the whole thing. Without that, the whole thing cannot function. And that's the same thing with human beings in Hashem's world that He created. Each and every one of us, no matter what their job, as long as they fulfill it to the utmost, with all their kochas, they are equal to the greatest jobs, known as ma'emes. They'll all be the generals up in front, because they fulfilled whatever job they had to the way Hashem wants it. We also have a change in expression, as we notice, by Bnei Gershon. It says, the Vesav Osam, the Mishpacha Osam. Whereas by Kehosim at the end of last week's parsha, it says the opposite, L'mishpacha Osam, L'vesav Osam. And Bnei Merari, it goes back again to L'mishpacha Osam, L'vesav Osam. So along the lines of the Netziv, Pshat we can say is that what the Torah is pointing out is at times you can have a person getting the kavod, not because of themselves, but because of zchus avos, the kavod of their fathers, the ancestors. And at times, you can have a person getting it because of their own toil and accomplishment. Or you can have a combination of both, or neither one. And here, the Pasuk is pointing out, again, as we said, Kahas was the middle brother. But why was he deserving of getting the higher Kedusha in his job? Because it was the Mishpacha Osam, the Beis Osam. According to their family, the personal accomplishment, not because of the ancestors, who he was, from Shevet Levi or Kahas, but because, why? Their own accomplishments, Kahas himself and the Bnei Kahas, the Mishpachosam, their specific family. Not necessarily because of being from Levi, the ancestor. Then when it says by Bnei Gershon, the Beis Avosam first, not to say that he didn't deserve it for his own accomplishments also, but to contrast Bnei Merari and him, the Bnei Gershon. Because we can say they were both equal in their accomplishments. And if you have two equal brothers, not one bigger Talmid Chacham, they're both great Talmidei Chachamim, who are you going to say should get the better job? You give it, of course, to the older one by right of birth. And that's what it's mentioning here, the Beis Avosam. They got this job, even though Bnei Merari and Gershon were equal, because they were older, according to their ancestral birth. But of course they had the Mishchosam also, to their own credit. And then by Bnei Merari, it goes back again to the Mishpachosam to order to impress upon us that you shouldn't think if it said Leves Avosam Mishpachosam, okay, because they're the next, of course, you know, they're the last one. But it puts the Mishpachosam first, and again, to show you how they had their own accomplishment that made them deserving of this honor. You see again the difference in the expressions. By Kahus it says in Pasuk Gimel, at the end of last week's parsha, Kol Bo Latzava. And again by Bnei Merari in this week's parsha, Kol Habo Latzava. But by Gershon it says Kol Habo Latzava. So Rosh Hashiva gives a pshat that we can say by Kahas and Merari, everyone understands that it's tzava, like a soldier, to do a job. Heavy stuff to carry, the Mizbeach, Kli Kodesh, even if, as we know, it was a miracle by the Aron, but the other Kli Kodesh, and maybe it also depended according to the Kavana and the Schus of the carriers, even by the Aron itself, how easy it might have been. And by the name Rari, of course, the wood, the boards, the pillars. But Bnei Gershon was a lighter job. The materials, curtains, not as heavy, burdensome, so to speak. Of course, the mitzvah is not a burden. But as far as the weight itself, as the others. And therefore, what the Pasuk wants to show is that it's not an apparent tzava work as the others are. But even so, what one has to do is, even in a light, so to speak, job, something that would seem kal, to tell you, like the Mishnah Nava says, Have Mechashev Mitzvah Kalika Vachamura, Shenat Heodeyam Matan Tzchorin Shal Mitzvahs, that one has to take even, a, so to speak, what seems to be a Mitzvah Kala, and put all this Keichis. That's true with all mitzvahs and Torah. Even what might seem easy, but take it upon yourself as the most precious and hardest work, that you put all your koichas and energies into fulfilling it and toil over even that easy piece of Gemara or mitzvah as if it's the hardest. That's the way to approach and do the Ritzein Hashem. And that's the point here. Litzvotzava. To make it into, you have to build it up as if it's the hardest job and most important. Shlishi begins with the sending out of the Tzorua, the Zav, the Tamei Lenefesh. And we have to understand the Smichus HaParshios, how it's connected, Parsha before, Parsha afterwards. As we see afterwards, it says about Gezel Ager, about Soita, about Naziris, and then going back again, of course you have Birchas Kohanim in between, and then Nesiim. So we can understand, of course, the Shlishi beginning with the sending out of the camps, because now that they set up how they encamped, how they traveled, so you had specific spots, places for each Shevet, for the Degolim. And now you had the Machane Shechina, as it should be, the Machane Leviya, and the Bnei Yisrael, the Machane HaDgolim. As it would be in the future in Eretz Yisrael, having these three, so to speak, camps. So therefore it's telling you the halachas of in which camp can be the Tzrua, the Zav, or the Tamei Lenefesh. And as Rashi explains, the Tzrua goes out of all three, the Zav out of two, and Tamei Lenefesh out of one only. So Rashi explains, what is that to do with the following parshios? We can say that, as we know, Tzaras, the Gemara mentions in Arachim, the seven reasons why Tzaraas comes. Medrash Abba mentions 10. And one of them, as we know, is Gaiva, another is Gezel. And that's very apropos to the Gezel Ager. Because who is, so to speak, more likely to be on the totem pole? Especially after the Machanes again was set up, Shvatim having their each individual place, a ger coming in to Bnei Yisrael, of course, Vahavtel as a ger. But as we know, he is also the one most likely to be taken advantage of, especially from a person who has that arrogance, as we said before, the gaiva, which is a main cause of all averis, the worst of midis, and as we said, that causes tzaraas, and sota, immorality, symbolized by zav. As we can understand, it's a likely factor of a cause of zav, the immorality in those inyanim. And lastly, the nazir, tamei lanafesh. As we know, one of the rules of a nazir is that he can't become tamei to a mace. And again, this also has a connection with that gaiva, as we said before. If the gaiva thinks that he deserves it, not the other guy, that's how the gezel starts. And if the person's money means nothing to him, same thing with the person's wife, Rahman al-Tan. And then lastly, nazir, which of course is connected with Tamei Lanafesh, in the Pashtetic way. If somebody wants to be Mufrish, even not a Kohen, from a Tamei Mace, and among other things, to reach high Madregis, a way, if he feels to do it, is by being Mekabel Nazirus on himself. Another point, of course, is, as the Gemara says, if all else fails to prevent a person from giving in to the Yetzirah, he should remember Yom HaMisa. If that doesn't even help, Rachman Litzlan, forget about it. He better work on himself really well. But the Yom HaMisa should be the final straw, but that's where everyone ends up. Yom HaDin for everyone. And of course, that's another point of why Naziris helps for this. The fact that the Tamei Lanafesh, the Tamei Mace, should be make him aware constantly of that. So to build him up to win over the Yetzirah and reach higher Madregis. And also, as far as the Gaiva itself, there is the famous story with Shimon HaTzadik from the Gemara. Shimon HaTzadik, a Nazir that became Tamei, came to him to bring the carbon, to shave his head. And Shimon HaTzadik asked him, seeing what beautiful hair he had, what made him become a Nazir? And he told him, he was a shepherd, and one day he happened to notice his reflection in the mirror, and his Yetzirah started to work on him. You can go really far with your beautiful looks. And he told him, and he answered him, Reika, empty one, what are you being gaivadik? You're going to wind up with worms, maggots. And then he took upon himself Nazirus in order to break that gaiva by shaving off that beauty of his hair that adds, of course, as we all know, to the looks of the person. And Shimon HaTzadik said that that was the only nazir that became tamei that he ever ate from the korban, because this was truly lishma, the most beautiful way that the Torah had in mind when a person should make a neder of nazirus. And that's why, as Rosh Hashiva points out, the Seyar here is also the same letters as Resha, Rosha. The Gaiva, the root, so to speak, of all evil, coming from that. And backing up a little, as we mentioned, the first connection of the Gezel Ager, also it's mentioned there, as we see, the truma that's not given to the Kohen, which is Chazal say, which Rashi brings, the Bikurim talking being talked about there. And that's also what the Torah is pointing out. That one might think, okay, he's not stealing from the other person's pocket. This is from his land. Shali, shali, shalcha, shalcha, as the Mishnah says. But as we know, that some say that it is even like the Midas of Sodom, because it doesn't end there. One becomes so selfish, not willing to give to others, doing chesed. If you don't go further, you go backwards. You can't stay on one level all the time. A person is a holich. Ideally, has to go from madrege to madrege in positive ways. Even though we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, and of course, because of that, for instance, Sota, the process cannot be done the way the Torah points out for the Beis Hamikdash. But there's an incredible Maisa which points out what we all know, that Hashem is not limited as far as punishment or reward in any way. It's told about a Maisa by the Chidah and his Bezdin. A woman who was accused of being a Sota was called before them, and Rachman Uslan, she was a Risho, and in her arrogance she told the Beis Din, so what? Sure, but what can you do to me? We have no Beis Hamikdash here, no Mei Seita to give me. Who cares? And she stormed out of the Beis Din, and the Chidah started to say out loud the Parsha of Sota. And as he finished and saying, as we know what happens to her, if it's true, Latzbos Betten Belan Pil Yorech, there were screams outside. And when they came out, they saw that this arrogant woman, exactly what happened in these Pesukim to one who was accused and was guilty of being a Saita, happened to her. And a similar thing was told about the Rabbi Akiva Eger, that a husband who didn't want to give his wife a get, and he went off the derech, and he was brought to Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he was very arrogant. He became a maskil, secularist, showed he didn't give a hoot. So Rabbi Akiva Eger took out the Gemara Kedushin, turned to the first page, and told the person, there are two ways that it says a marriage can end. Either the husband gives a get, or the husband dies. Make your choice. And again, with such chutzpah, the man said, I don't give a hoot about you or the Mishnah. And he stormed out. And a few seconds later, there were screams outside. And when they came out, they saw that the man had died, which was found out from a massive heart attack. Hashem is never limited to carry out whatever has to be done. And now that they're all set up, the machanos and the travels, ready to enter Eretz Yisrael, the way the encampments are supposed to be, and learning the lessons in Yetzer Hashem of the Smichus HaParshias, as we explained, Now they are ready for the brachos of Hashem, the limitless brachos of Hashem, as said by his shluchim, the Kohanim. And that's the connection of the parsha of Birchas Kohanim. And we see that it says Yivarechecha at the beginning, Stam. And that's to show that we want a limitless bracha, Stam. No protim, no details about it. Whatever they might need, they should have that bracha. And we can say that just like the words of Yivarechecha, the letters can be also spelled as Yakivucha, from Rechev, that they should become the greatest tzaddikim, like the others, that were the Merkaptoi Shel Mokom, as Rashi brings from the Medrash. And that's why also that it should be V'yishmerecha, continually, never stopping, always watched and guarded, that they should be deserving of these limitless brachas forever after. And of course, to end with shalom. As we explained before in another parsha, because without shalom, all the brachas are not worth a plug nickel, so to speak. Because if you don't have that shalva, tranquility, peace of mind, inside, outside, you can never enjoy the brachas, rachman l'slam. And that's why the bracha of shalom, as the last Mishnah in Shas says, at the end of Uksum, lo matzakosh baruch hu kli mazdik bracha lo yusum min ha-shalom. And that's why also we can say that shalom has the letters of Moshe. Why? Because one, as the Mishnah Novo says, Ezeo Gibor, HaKovish Yisitro, and bringing from the Psukim, Mishli, for instance, Moshe Barucho, the one who rules over his spirit, over the evil inclination, as the Medrash says, that Rishoyim Birshus Libam of the Yitzhahara, but tzaddikim libam birshusam. When you rule over the Yetzirah and you do totally the way Hashem wants you to do with the Yetzirah Tov, that's when you'll have the biggest shleimus shalom, the biggest peace, the biggest completeness forever after. That you'll be deserving of these limitless brachos forever after. And in Yetzer Hashem, Ken Yehi Ratzon, that we should all reach these highest levels of tzidkis that Hashem wants of us, with Kol HaOlam Kuloi, Tamid U'Me'ata V'Yad HaOlam. Being that Shavuos is coming up after Shabbos, to connect the parsha to Shavuos, as we know, the Yom Tov of Kabbalah HaTorah. And we all have to realize that we all have a chelik in the Torah, and that we all have the capability to reach the highest levels, to all be Talmidei Chachamim, each according to their ability, as a Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi Yitein Kol Am Hashem Neviim. And as the last pasuk in the parsha explains, that when it says that Moshe heard the voice of Hashem, Me'ala Kaporis, Mi'ben Shnei Akruvim, and Rashi says the voice that was in Har Sinai, that loud voice that was heard all over. But when it came to the Pesach of Olam Moed, it stopped. And as Reb Moshe Zatzal explains in Darash Moshe, why did Hashem make it so loud, since it stopped and no one else heard it anyway? Could have just, so to speak, spoken low to Moshe Rabbeinu, since he was the only one that heard it anyway. But it's telling us, Hashem is teaching us, he made it that loud. Why? Because he wants all of us to hear it. And we're capable, all of us, to hear it, if we just do our best. If we all realize that all of us have that chelik, and we all have the ability, as we explained before, the noso, the nesius, to bring ourselves up to the highest levels of kedusha, to be the greatest talmid chachamim that Hashem wants us to be, and in the sheichayil that Hashem wants us to be. Ken yiratzon hashta ba'agolo v'zman kuriv.